The barrage of bear hunting television advertisements was difficult to watch. With images of bears being chased by dogs, caught in traps, and shot at close range, the Yes on One side tried to show what it says is the cruel and unsporting nature of bear hunting.
You know, there's no question that the Yes on One ads, and even some of our ads, you know, tear at the heartstrings a little bit.
But at the end of the day, James Cody, spokesman for the opposition campaign, says Maine voters chose to embrace science over emotion. And the science came from the state's bear biologists, who maintain that all three hunting methods are essential for managing Maine's growing bear population. Trust our wildlife biologists became the slogan of the opposition campaign. Katie Hansberry of Mainers for Fair Bear Hunting says the involvement of the Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife put her group at a disadvantage.
It was a very big hurdle to overcome the significant spending and involvement of the state agency trying to influence the outcome of an election, despite the fact that Maine is the only state that still allows and relies upon the three cruel and unsporting practices of bear baiting, hounding, and trapping. It created a lot of confusion for voters.
Proponents brought a legal challenge to the department's involvement in the campaign, but that was unsuccessful. So was a complaint filed with the Maine Ethics Commission. Both sides spent more than $2 million apiece on their campaigns, with Mainers for Fair Bear Hunting raising about $300,000 more than the no side, according to Cody. Most of the money supporting the measure, about 96%, came from the Washington, D.C.-based Humane Society of the United States, the same group that backed a previous bear hunting ballot measure. And Cody says that was also a big factor in the outcome.
You know, who do people really want to trust in the state to manage wildlife? Our experts or the outsiders? And I think that was a very easy message for us to resonate with the general public.
There are hard feelings on both sides of the debate over bear hunting. Don Hellstrom is a bear hunting guide from Medway who says he winced at out-of-state newspaper columnists and others who described his livelihood as unethical and his customers as slobs.
For somebody to say that your clients are slobs and guides are greedy, the outfitters are greedy, you don't sleep well on it. If you carried it to bed with you every night, you wouldn't get any sleep, I guess.
Well, if you're successful tonight, what do you think will be next for this? I mean, do you think that the Humane Society of the United States and these groups will leave you alone for a while, or will this be back in another 10 years?
The lobbyists for the Guides Association, you know, we talked about a 60-40 split that would be way, way over. If you could win by a margin like that, they might leave you alone.
But leaders of the No on One campaign don't expect that to happen. They say they expect an effort in the Maine legislature to ban some form of bear hunting as soon as next year. When asked if he'd be willing to negotiate any aspect of bear hunting, such as the use of hounds or traps, which are seldom used in Maine's bear hunt, Don Kleiner of the Maine Professional Guides Association said no.
From my perspective, that we would even consider negotiating away someone's business in this state at this point is ludicrous. I'm not going to negotiate someone's business away. I'm sorry.
Kleiner and other opponents say the hunting community has already agreed to changes in the types of traps that can be used for bears and in the number of hounds that can be used in a chase. Now they say they just have to do a better job explaining to the public what these improvements are. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.